Justin, thank you so much. Hope you're enjoying all the great sights, sounds, and smells of the State Fair. Good morning, everybody. Week zero of the high school football season is here as the 2022 campaign officially gets underway tonight with one contest. Lewis Central will take on Underwood out west. It's one of 17 games in the next 3 days in the state of Iowa to begin the new season with week one starting next Thursday night. One coverage area team will be starting up their season tomorrow night. That's the Independence Mustangs, coming off a 9-2 record from a year ago. They were 4-1 in Class 3A District Number 3, second place behind West Delaware. Ninth-year head coach Justin Putz has compiled a record of 43-24. Him and his staff have been getting their players ready for the second-ever Week Zero game in Independence football history. They opened up with Dyke New Hartford back in 2017. This time around, Coach Putz comments on how it's been a different feel.
It's been a little bit different, you know, with the new state-mandated dead week. We actually did not get any additional time. Back in 2017, we just moved our camp a week earlier, 2 weeks practice, and you got into your game week. The only change we've had from everybody else is we put our pads on a week sooner. We're in official practice while, you know, most everybody else was calling it camp. So everything's felt a little quick. In that end, you know, we were fortunate enough to have some experience back. We went to Central Team Camp, did a camp prep for that. So other than our state baseball guys being gone, we were able to get some of our younger guys acclimated, got some good work in there. But it's definitely felt quicker this year with really no additional time from what we had last time.
Because of the Week Zero contest, the Mustangs will play 10 total games on the season, doing so to help out Davenport Assumption, who lost their Week 1 game when a team from Illinois backed off their schedule.
When they put out an email looking for an opponent, I think, you know, we felt program-wise we've made some significant strides here in the last 7-8 years, more specifically the last 5, to the point where, you know, we're not afraid to play good programs. We feel like we have a good team coming back. I thought looking at the state RPI from where we were a year ago, playing another quality opponent certainly isn't going to hurt us for accomplishing our goal in the long run. I think what's been unique about it is we don't have really any film on the other team. They don't have any on us. We've been looking at what they did last year. You know, traditionally, Assumption is kind of who they are. But we really start looking at personnel. You don't know who grew and all that kind of stuff. You know, they don't know a lot about us. So that's been a little bit unique and different and more trying to get our guys focused on playing assignment football, adjusting on the fly when you don't exactly know what's coming or have that crutch of a game plan and scouting stuff.
The Mustangs and Knights will play 2 games tomorrow night, starting with a fresh soft contest at 5 o'clock, followed by the varsity kickoff around 7:30 in Davenport. High school volleyball and cross-country first competition date is Monday. The state cross-country qualifying meet sites were released yesterday by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Coming up on Wednesday, October 19th, Class 3A and 4A. That next day, October 20th, a Thursday, Class 1A and 2A, with all the meets starting at 4 o'clock. In the coverage area, West Delaware will host out at Hartridge Golf Course. In Class 2A, Monticello hosting at the high school campus. And in Class 1A, Cascade will be the host at Fillmore Fairways outside of Cascade. More news from the Girls Union and the Boys Association later yesterday afternoon as they jointly approved guidance that will allow student athletes to earn compensation on the use of their name, image, and likeness, similar to collegiate sports. The association and the union say it's allowed, and as long as it's not contingent on athlete performance and won't be used to lure students to attend a particular school, the potential compensation can't be provided by a school or an agent of the school. Other guidelines for those who aim to seek compensation in the future include students cannot use the association or union or school logos in NIL activity. Students cannot wear items of clothing or equipment that feature the association or union school logos. No reference of the association or school names or mascots. Schools cannot use a member's school facility for NIL activity. They also can't promote anything involving gambling, weapons, adult entertainment, alcohol, drugs, or related items. Students and their families should seek school guidance, and they should also seek legal and tax advice before conducting NIL activity. Students looking at playing sports at the college level should check with each of those associations to ensure that NIL activity doesn't endanger college eligibility. The complete information and press release and guidelines can be found on the Iowa High School Athletic website and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union site as well. In Major League Baseball from yesterday, interleague flavor, the Pirates losing to the Red Sox 8-3 in the American League. It was the Twins shutting out the Royals 4-0. Toronto beats Baltimore 6-1. Seattle over the LA Angels 11-7. It was Cleveland getting past Detroit 8-4. The Yankees nip Tampa Bay 8-7. Oakland over Texas 7-2. Houston passed the White Sox 3-2. In the National League, the Reds shut out the Phillies 1-0 as the Cubs getting by the Nationals 3-2. Padres 10, Marlins 3. It was the Mets 9, Braves 7. Cardinals over the Rockies 5-1. Dodgers clip the Brewers 2-1. Arizona sneaks past San Francisco 3-2. In the WNBA, first night of the playoffs, Megan Gustafson and her Phoenix squad falls to Las Vegas 79-63. New York beats Chicago 98-91. In Major League Soccer, New York over Atlanta. New England and Toronto end in a tie. Charlotte beats New York City. Dallas over Philadelphia, and Vancouver clips Colorado. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Thursday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.